coming to us on their lunch break.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Come on in, sports people. I'm going to feed you. You ready? Sports headlines now.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sacramento Kings owner. His name is Stephen Clark. Nope. No. Whoops, I screwed this one up already.
On 1340 WKGN.
Kings owner Vivek Ranadive did something unconventional. He addressed a depleted crowd, acknowledging the people's right to protest. I'm moving on from this one. Let's.
Hour two, kicking off at the Fan Run Studios. Let's go straight to some hour two headlines with Cody McClure. They're on a collision course. Right now!
We're colliding like that invisible train did this morning with nothing, because it wasn't there. Ronda Rousey is stepping away from the WWE, thanks, John, as she aims to begin a family.
You're welcome.
Ronda has expressed her desire in the past to begin a family sooner rather than later. Stepping away from the company to begin a family. Interesting move by Ronda.
Well, that was the report, 6 or 7 months ago. She said she wants kids. Then it got really awkward because she's like, well, how do you do this? Do you just step away to go have a bunch of sex and try to start a family? Or do you just have a bunch of sex and then if you start a family, good, then you take time off?
Does she have a mate? Or is
She's married.
Okay.
She has. She's married to a UFC fighter.
Okay, so that's a good start. She has a husband already.
Uh-huh. And, now I guess she's just going to take time off and...
UFC fighter Travis Brown.
Yeah.
I bet that's some rough sex.
She was like, hey, how do I do this? Do I take time off from wrestling to start a family, or do I just start a family and then take time off? I don't know how to do this. I've never done it. Turns out, I guess, WrestleMania's over. Maybe she goes and tries to do this now, which would then put her out for years. I mean, she would be out for at least a year and a half, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
It'd be tough to have a kid and then come back and wrestle within months, but...
I just can't get the image out of my mind of two UFC fighters getting it on.
Okay.
Ground and pound, right? I mean, although, when you're in the mood and everything's sensual and everything, you got to think that cauliflower ear is pretty disgusting, right?
I would definitely not want to
kiss. That's got to be pretty
gross. I would definitely not want to kiss the cauliflower ear.
Do you think the kid comes out with cauliflower ears? If she does get pregnant and they have kids, do they have cauliflower ears when they come out, or is that just something you develop? Or does it become genetic with these UFC fighters? Well, I don't know, but an Instagram post from Rousey on Monday confirmed her intentions to have a lot of sex with Travis Brown and try to make some babies. So, good for them, probably best to step away from a life on the road in order to do that.
Okay.
I imagine Ronda has some endorsements she can probably get by on.
I don't know. She made $1.5 million with WWE over the last year. So, I mean, she's got a nest egg.
I'm guessing she runs things. Because she's always been such a good submission artist.
Okay, just move on.
Apparently, the Seahawks have made Russell Wilson an offer he can't refuse. The top paid quarterback in the NFL? Is that true?
Top paid player.
Top paid player in the NFL?
Yeah, we'll talk about that later in the show. I want to go a little bit more in detail on that one.
They reached an agreement.
They did. He gave them the deadline, and they said, fine. Fine, Russell, you win.
Yeah. Good for him, I guess. Tim Tebow is on a keto diet, and he hasn't had soda since he was 15, and he doesn't do cheat days, according to Dan Wolkin.
I don't think you could think of a more annoying sentence than that. I don't think that you could... Was it Mad Lib? You couldn't Mad Lib a more annoying sentence than that. Read it one more time.
Tim Tebow is on a keto diet, hasn't had soda since he was 15, and doesn't do cheat days.
Keep going. The last part's crucial. Per
Dan Wolkin.
Yeah.
USAtoday.com.
Yeah. That whole thing together is the worst sentence in the history of the world.
You think so?
At least in the sports world.
Yeah, there's been some sentences in the world that were pretty bad.
Sure. Sports world.
I prefer blue eyes and blonde hair. That was a bad one. And, like, you know, things of that nature. So... the San Diego Zoo is preparing to say farewell to their giant pandas.
What are you doing this hour?
What?
What are you doing this hour?
If we're talking worldwide, I'm just saying, like, there have been some bad sentences uttered. That's all I'm saying.
What are you doing?
Yeah. Like, yes, let's hijack the planes. The San Diego Zoo is preparing to say farewell to giant pandas. A heartwarming story here as we change the subject. Zookeepers Dallas Dumont and Kathy Hawk have cared for the pandas for years, but CBS News correspondent Jamie Yukas says that it is time to get rid of the giant pandas, which have been an iconic attraction at the San Diego Zoo now for years. Visitors are lining up for their last look at the pandas. Apparently in 1996, that was when Bei Yun arrived from China. Bei Yun is one of the pandas. At the time, pandas were endangered, so Chinese authorities asked the zoo to help save the species from extinction. When the breeding program began, as many around the world will remember, Bei Yun and her proposed mate did not have a magic moment. They did not want to do it, as opposed to Ronda Rousey. So anyway, they're getting rid of the pandas. That's sad to me. I tried to read through four paragraphs in this article to figure out what they're doing with the pandas. I guess Bei Yun's man won't have anything to do with her. It says Bei Yun was very much interested in him, but he had nothing to do with her. She would flirt with him and sometimes roll in the dirt and rub her face in the dirt, which is very attractive, thinking that she looked very pretty. And she'd go trotting up to him, and he'd just go, whoa, and he'd run away from her.
No ground and pound, huh?
No, not with the pandas. Bei Yun was not attractive, apparently. So, I don't know. It says this whole thing, they try to do the artificial insemination, trying to get pandas to mate. I guess the whole problem is the pandas still won't mate, and that's why they're getting rid of the pandas.
Okay.
I don't know. Probably some missing details on that story. The Preds won last night.
It went well.
It went well as they
defeated. Good job on you. That's twice you've done a good Preds report.
Somebody's got to keep it. I mean, we're in the playoffs.
Notice that I haven't asked Cody for a Preds report. Cody just gives the audience an update on what happens with the Predators. Now, we all lose because we don't get the music. But... you know, you just squeeze into headlines and you do a good job, Cody, and I'm sure the audience appreciates it. I know I appreciate it.
I do not appreciate it.
Well, you've had your opportunity. You've had an hour to do it, and the other day you had 2 hours to do it.
It's hard to just squeeze it in just randomly. I kind of have to wait. I wait for a cue, especially since we do have the music. Although, I guess Cody had headline music this time.
Is the headline music playing?
Well, if you had your headphones on, you'd know.
Good point. I don't have them on. I do love the headline music. Headphone music.
Cam texts me every Tuesday and Thursday at 9:55 saying, hey, John, don't forget, we got two Marvel movie reviews today. Please put them in your notes.
I don't think that's true. That's taking initiative. I don't think that's true.
It's taking initiative. Hey, John, don't forget, got two Marvel movie reviews.
I text John every day and I say, hey, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, don't forget. We got headlines. Got to do that today. So.
Keeps me on track, and I appreciate it from both of you.
We got to have a schedule. I mean, what kind of show are we if we don't have any kind of schedule?
That's accurate.
Got to have some organization.
I tried to make it a very stern show starts at 10, and we have not been able to stick to it.
That wasn't our fault. That's Houston's fault. That's the camera's fault. It's Houston's fault.
I agree. Yeah. 100%.
The cameras originally delayed us. Now Houston getting out every morning at 9:59 is what delays us from 10 o'clock now.
I wasn't going to be the one to complain about it.
And I'm not going to complain about all the room we have here with this huge desk and these really nice chairs, but it makes it really hard for Cody to get in the mornings whenever, like, the chair is, like, right here in the way. And that wasn't even, like, Cody's a big guy. Ha, ha. No, that's not what that was. It was just the chair's in the way.
Tight squeeze.
It is a tight squeeze, but it's a tight squeeze because the door's in the way. And you push this big chair up against the TV, which, again, not complaining. Love watching TV. But then he's got things in his hands. He's got... God knows he's going to have three cups of coffee. He's going to have three cups least. Of coffee and his glasses and maybe the hat, maybe the board, maybe the horn. I don't know. A
couple of Red Bulls.
The last couple of days, Ben's brought that in. Shout out to Ben. He's become the props man. He's really helped the show that way because Lord knows Cody can't do it.
That's true. I got too many things in my hands.
And Houston comes out carrying his five different things. He's got his computer. He's got his phone. He's got his bag. He's got his big-ass wallet that also has his phone in it somehow. He's got coffee usually. He's got his hat. He's just got a lot of things he's got to get out too.
Headphones on his ears.
Headphones on his ear. His charger's always dragging the ground.
That's the thing about Houston. He does have a thick wallet. I don't know what he's got in that thing.
I don't know how he carries it.
I don't know how you have that many cards in one wallet.
Not in his pocket. I feel like it's always out and about.
That's got to be like a lot of probably Sonic gift cards and different... You know, like old discount things from like stores that don't exist anymore.
I would be very angry.
Circuit City gift card.
I would be very angry if someone gave me a Sonic gift card. Like, what the hell am I going to do?
Very happy.
Like, what am I going to do with this?
You go get you a burger.
And then I have to ask the car hop, hey, can I tip on the gift card? And she's going to say she has to go ask her manager, and then she's going to sheepishly come back and say no.
And then you're going to be like, I don't have any cash.
Can you run my car? And she's like, well, we got to have a charge on there. And I'm just like, forget it. I'm not coming to Sonic ever again.
You don't have to tip at Sonic. That's what I've learned over the years. I always felt obligated to do it, but many, many people have told me you don't have to tip at Sonic.
You don't have to tip anywhere.
They get paid an hourly wage.
You don't have to do anything.
Right, but the Sonic people get paid like a reasonable wage, I think.
They're risking their life and limb on those damn roller skates, though.
I always tip when I have change and cash with me, always. At least a dollar.
You have to tip at, like, serving restaurants.
I mean, the Sonic people are serving you, though, and...
They're getting, like... Average, like, normal hourly wage, though.
I mean, couldn't you say their job's harder, though, simply because they have to use roller skates? Seems like a really unfair thing to ask of your employees.
I don't know if they have to. The one that was by my house in Farragut.
That's probably true. It's probably optional.
They just sauntered it out there. Said, here you go.
I'd wear ice skates. Cut through the parking lot. Hockey player.
Game or headlines?
They can wait.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. One of the headlines that you gave that actually was interesting and related to sports was Russell Wilson getting paid. Russell Wilson, now the highest paid player in the NFL. I think it's just the way the market is, right? Like, you, every quarterback set to be paid that's any good is going to be the highest paid quarterback, right? That's just kind of the way it goes. Every quarterback that becomes a free agent is more valuable than the last. Now, we'll say that Russell Wilson didn't come out with the Kirk Cousins $84 million guaranteed. He only got $65. Is that right? Only $65. I saw it was a $65 million signing bonus. Was there more of that guaranteed, or was it just that? Is that the only thing that's guaranteed? And Russell Wilson released and broke the news in a really weird 3:45 a.m. Twitter video, where he's laying in bed with Sierra, his wife. Really weird.
Hey, Seattle, we got a deal.
That's how he talked.
Go Hawks, but I'm going to see y'all in the morning.
Russell Wilson doesn't talk this way.
They just got done celebrating.
They got done doing something. And Russell Wilson put on the sexy voice. Russell Wilson doesn't talk like that. And he was like, just want you to know we got a deal done.
I'm going to see y'all in the morning. Time for y'all to go to bed.
So 107 of it was guaranteed. Okay, so never mind. He did. He got more than Kirk Cousins. Cash him out. Now, he didn't get the full 100%, but 107 of the 140, that's pretty damn good.
Imagine having 107 guaranteed million dollars. Should have said million first. Guaranteed dollars.
It'd be nice.
Sure would.
So the NFL, it's not full 100% guaranteed contracts for the quarterbacks yet, but it's getting closer and closer and closer every time. And Russell Wilson, we kind of ran through him. And Cody, I think I had to decide that I think Russell Wilson is a top five quarterback. And if we're looking at the next 2 years, I think Russell Wilson is a top three quarterback.
Whoa.
Is that a hot take? Or is that just your coffee burning your lips?
No, the coffee's lukewarm at this point.
So you're drinking room temperature coffee, yet you say I'm the weirdo.
No, big difference. Big difference. It's not. It's still somewhat warm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Top three quarterback in the league?
For the next 2 years, who are you taking better?
With Brady and Rodgers?
Well, I don't even consider Brady and Rodgers up there either. I was thinking Mahomes and somebody.
Yeah, I mean, Rodgers is...
I mean, I don't consider Brady a top three quarterback right now. Like, I think Brady...
His numbers...
I think Brady's a champion. Like, don't get me wrong. I've learned my lesson of saying they're going to lose in the playoffs. Like, whatever. Brady's going to get it done when it matters. But for a whole season, I'm not taking Brady above those other guys.
No, I mean, his numbers last year did not reflect anywhere near, like, Mahomes or somebody like that, but...
And I don't even feel like Brady in the playoffs went to that other level. Like, I thought that he was clutch against the Chiefs, and that's what Tom Brady's going to do, right?
And that's the thing that would have a lot of people still putting Brady in their top three.
But I'm not going to, especially if we're looking for 2 years. Because, look, against the Chiefs, they scored on a couple of clutch drives. They did. Overtime, they went right down the field, and he didn't get credit for the touchdown because they ran it in. But he was a maestro on that drive, and he was like, hey, Gronkowski, one-on-one with Eric Berry. Yeah, we're taking that matchup. I'm going to drop it in. Go make the catch, Gronk. But if you look at Gronk, if you look at Brady's numbers, 30 of 46, one touchdown, two interceptions, and everyone forgets because Dee Ford was offsides, but Tom Brady
critical
threw
interception.
A terrible interception that should have lost the game.
Critical.
But yeah. You got lucky that Dee Ford was lined up offsides, so we don't remember that. We just remember back-to-back-to-back clutch drives that ended in points, and you won the game. And then, again, you won the Super Bowl. You won the Super Bowl 13-3. And Brady threw for 260 yards, 60% completion, no touchdowns, one interception.
This was the first year, really, that Brady completely fell off, though. I mean, that we saw an actual drastic decline in his production.
I'm just saying, if I'm taking 2019 and 2020, I would rather have Russell Wilson than Tom Brady.
Yeah, I would.
Like, if you put Tom Brady on the Seahawks, they are not winning more games than they won last year with Russell Wilson. I think if you put Russell Wilson on the Patriots, they are going to be the same team that they always are.
I see. It's,
if not better offensively.
Yeah, it's tough. It's tough. Because with Brady, you get Belichick. So
yeah.
It's tough when you look at just pure quarterback.
And look, Russell Wilson's one of the quarterbacks who can understand what Tom Brady does in terms of, hey, we're going to give you mostly no-name skill players. Go out and make it happen. Because, I mean, Russell Wilson's been dealing with his best skill player being Doug Baldwin. And angry Doug is tough, but I don't consider him a top-level skill player. So he understands what Brady goes through when they look and say, here's Edelman, here's Amendola. Here's 70% of Gronkowski. Go get it done for us, Tom. I don't think that's a hot take, though. I mean, the guy's 41 years old. Is he not entering? He's entering year 20, right? He was drafted in 2000. I think this is going to be his 20th season.
Yeah.
I mean, no disrespect to Brady. Like I said, I've learned my lesson. He's beat me out. He's beat it into me, whatever. I'm not going to hate on him. I just don't think he's a top three quarterback anymore. Again, he's 42 years old.
But I just don't know how we're defining this. Because with the game on the line, I'm still taking Tom Brady right now over just about anybody.
But I think we all acknowledge that it's a lot of the Patriots' infrastructure, too.
Yes, and Belichick, yeah, and many would say Belichick is the main reason for the success.
It's why the Manning versus Brady argument's so dumb, because you can't convince me that if you didn't put Manning in New England that he doesn't win as many Super Bowls as Tom Brady did.
Of course he would, or more. But you got to – I mean, Brady, though, the guy in clutch time is special more times than not.
Against Kansas City, like I said, he went toe for toe, and in the fourth quarter, they went up and down the field scoring a bunch of points, and every time they needed to make a play, they made one, and then he threw the game-losing interception to D4, but they're like, oh, wait, you're offsides, never mind.
That happens. So if you just – I'm just saying, if you just boil it down to that with the clutch factor involved, I mean, by that definition, I definitely think Brady's a top three quarterback, but based on just pure quarterback play, he's not. But that's always been the tough question. How do you differentiate between those two things? Goes back to the whole rings versus stats thing.
I'm not trying to diminish Brady. I just think that we're going to see him continue to decline next year.
I'm not trying to stand for him.
Did they go out and get any receivers? Did I miss them upgrading their skill players? Like they didn't add anybody after losing Gronkowski, right? They're just running it back with the same old receivers, right? Like they didn't go out. They didn't sign Golden Tate. They didn't get Larry Fitzgerald. They didn't go. They obviously didn't get Antonio Brown. Like, I'm not missing anybody that they signed to help him as a skill position player, right?
Really surprised Cole Beasley's not there yet.
I mean, Adam Humphries said, hey, I'm going to go to the Titans and play with Mariota rather than go to New England and play with Brady.
I met Adam Thielen's cousin the other day.
Cool. Did you get the cousin's autograph?
No.
Did you take a picture with him?
No.
She posted it to Snapchat, Instagram.
And he could have been lying. He could have been lying. But I don't know.
That'd be a really weird thing to lie about.
It would be, wouldn't it? We were just talking football and talking about the Vikings, and he's a big Vikings fan. Like, I think he was even wearing a Viking shirt or something.
Skull!
What?
Skull!
I'm a Copenhagen man myself. Skull.
That's what they say. I don't know. Skull!
Last time I did Skull was Skull Peach when I was about 16. Talk about gross.
You going to keep telling me the story about you meeting a celebrity?
Oh, I didn't meet him. I just met his cousin. Or he said he was his cousin.
I was talking about his cousin being a celebrity. I was doing it very facetiously.
No. There's really nothing more to it. We were talking about receivers, and I started thinking about white guys, and then I was like, Thielen. And then, hey, I met that guy. So, I probably didn't even have to mention it.
Was he just like, hey, do you know my cousin, Adam Thielen? I'm his cousin.
I don't know how.
We're related, in case you didn't know.
I don't remember how it came up. We were talking about the Vikings.
On their depth chart, it says Austin Seferian Jenkins is now their starting tight end.
That guy's been around since 1994.
I feel like he's been there for a while, though. They traded for him, and everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's going to replace Aaron Hernandez. R.I.D., rest in distress. What's the opposite of peace? Like, is that rude to say that you don't hope, you hope someone's uneasy? Maybe every – does all dead deserve comfort?
Yeah.
All dead deserves comfort, okay.
Well, not all of them.
I mean, he killed like five people.
But do we wish him an eternity of just pure hell?
I don't know. That's what I'm asking. I mean, I know that there's certain people you reserve it for, but Aaron Hernandez killed like five people.
If we wish an eternity of pure hell on everyone, it diminishes
the power
of hell.
I mean, he's a pretty bad person.
Yeah, but he killed what? How many people?
I think they've got him linked to like five bodies.
It becomes
at least three. I might be overstating a little bit. At least three.
Don't even know who Bruce
Ellington
is.
Once you get over three.
He shot it like his best friend in the face.
Maurice Harris,
but
that's another receiver.
Do we ask what his friend did?
Maybe we don't wish ill on the dead. Maybe
I
just didn't want to say R.I.P. Hernandez because I don't feel like he deserves peace either.
It just seems to me anyone who dies, even the most despicable, it seems like a lot to wish an eternity of hell for them. It's a never-ending thing. You know what I mean? I feel like dying's enough sometimes.
Can I say at least I hope he has a crick in the neck?
Yeah. For eternity? No, that's a little...
I hope your coffin's just a foot too short.
I hope you got a crick in the neck.
I don't know if we can wish a crick in the neck for eternity.
Well, anyways, they didn't help Tom Brady at all. And they got the Austin Seferian's Jenkins guy was a guy like, oh, they got him. He'll be the second tight end. You know, the Patriots, they love their two tight ends, and he hasn't ever done anything there.
I was just trying to look at their, like, skill players. Bruce Ellington, Philip Dorsett. I don't even know how long he's been there.
They traded for him when they traded Jacoby Brissett to the Colts. So he's been there for, I think, 2 years.
Maurice Harris.
No clue who that guy is.
Philip Dorsett, who is he?
He was a really fast guy from Miami.
That's right. Yep. Thank you for confirming.
And that's all you can really say about him. He's a really fast guy from Miami.
I was thinking about that new guy from Denver that burst on the scene, that running back they have now.
That's Philip Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay. That's right. I get those two confused.
So I think the Seahawks are doing the right thing by paying Russell Wilson. You don't trade him. Like, I wanted to see him traded because I'd like to see him go to New York, but I don't think that would have been wise for Seattle to do, and they gave him a no-trade clause basically saying, hey, we're not going to trade you anywhere that you don't want to go to. You're our guy.
If I'm Russell Wilson, I'm probably trying to turn my ankle.
Money's guaranteed, man.
Yeah, I mean, 107 guaranteed.
Please tear my ACL. Every time I make a cut, ACL, ACL, ACL.
I don't know about ACL, but I mean, that would side.
Turning your ankle, you're like, you're just going to have to play through that. Like, if you turn your ankle, they're going to be like, hey, you're a $107 million quarterback. Get your ass out there and play. Fight through it. If you tear your ACL, you're like, hey, I wish I could play, but my ankle, you know? It's hurt.
Yeah, good point. It would be nice to just collect that check, though. Been a good career, Seahawks. Thanks for everything. Hope you enjoyed your Super Bowl.
I got you one.
That's more than most quarterbacks get.
That's more than most get. I got you to another one. And then we lost it because I threw an interception, but it wasn't really a bad pass. It was just a really good play by Malcolm Butler.
I guess Russ probably is a top five quarterback for sure.
I think he's top five right now, and like I said, I think for the next 3 years when they're really paying him, there's not many people I would take over him. Mahomes. Maybe you squeeze a little bit more out of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is going to look like a god again now that they'll have more than the same routes they've been running for the last 7 years with their wide receivers. Maybe some creativity in that offense will make Aaron Rodgers look like Aaron Rodgers again. And then after that, I'm not taking anybody else for the next 2, 3, 4 years over him than those two.
Yeah, I've given up on Aaron Rodgers. I want the guy to succeed so bad, but he's not going to.
I'm not giving up on him. I think we're going to get good FU seasons from Aaron Rodgers and LeBron James next year.
Oh, yeah?
I think they're both going to look, and you saw LeBron tweeting about Tiger Woods and how inspiring it was. I think you're going to have both of them who have been left for dead coming back and putting up big-time seasons.
I mean, what's Aaron going to – he still doesn't have any pieces, does he?
We'll see. We'll have to fix that offensive line.
That's been the problem.
Yeah. Surely to God they'll fix it this offseason, right?
I don't know.
Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. If you're in the market for a home this season, or you want to sell your home, do what I did. Trust the McKinney team with Keller Williams. ZillowKnoxville.com. They have one simple philosophy. The clients come first. Do what I did. Trust them to help make your house a new home. Or something like that. I was just kind of ad-libbing. That didn't really make sense. Help their family show your family the way home. That one sounds better.
That's it. Yeah.
There we go.
What'd you say the first? Make your house a new home?
Yeah, just let's move past it. Don't worry about it.
Get you a new house.
Get you a new house.
That's a good one.
That's probably. I'll help you get you a new house. There's their new phrase.
You want a new house, don't you? Well, I'll get you one.
There you go.
I like it.
The McKinney team with Keller Williams. Anywhere you want to go in particular right now, we can go to the hat. We can continue the NFL conversations. We can do the orange and white game.
Hat. Did you say the orange and white game?
Yeah. I mean, we still haven't talked about it.
We haven't, have we?
I was going to give you the option of the orange and white game if you wanted it.
I don't even know what we'd say about it at this point.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess that could be your option. That's we'll see.
That's old news.
Probably go to the hat.
Here we go. Going into the hat. Let's
see. We need some new topics.
All right.
I don't want to put it on Cam again since he did such a good job the last time, but somebody besides me has to step up and put some topics in the hat.
Got us a hat topic here. How to fix Russell and Rick's Game of Thrones article on FoxSportsKnoxville.com.
Oh, protected by 245 Tech. That piece was not very good.
No, it's like they just decided to base it on how people look and just
that's the lowest form of comparisons, right?
Yeah, that's like being the guy who makes fat jokes or the guy who like you just point out something about someone's physical appearance and then that's your level of critique. It's ridiculous. They called you Varys, obviously.
I get it. Varys because I'm bald. His head. Bald and chubby. I get it. Good job.
They called me Samwell Tarly because I have brown hair, a beard, and I'm heavy set.
Good one. Good job, guys.
A bit heavy set, although Sam's lost some weight, and I kind of, you know.
You look good. I didn't want to jinx you, but you look like you've lost a little weight.
Oh, thanks. I don't think I have.
Oh.
So this article that they put out is just ridiculous on all fronts. When you think about who they compared people to.
Wait, did you just put that one piece in there?
What?
In the hat?
What do you mean?
Because Cam wouldn't have put that in there like 2 weeks ago. Did you just put that in the hat and draw it out? Because it sounds like you had this fired up, ready to go.
I mean, when I learned about... I mean, it was a random drawing.
Where's that piece of paper at? Did it even say that?
What? Yeah, that piece of paper's in there. Don't worry about it.
Just making sure we're respecting the game.
What do you think? I just want to well, it's not criticize in there now. This article or something?
Well, I was just wondering, but I mean, look, I had a problem with it too, so I'm okay with it. I'll allow it.
I mean, I'm sure you can find the slip of paper that I pulled out. I just threw it back in there.
There are a couple that I agree with.
Maybe I lost it.
For Nate, are we good with Nate as Tywin?
The elder patriarch of the family.
Look, we're not reading their descriptions. Their descriptions were stupid. They're really low brow rotting here. Hopefully no one shoots him on the crapper.
Tywin? I mean, how is Nate like Tywin? Other than being the leader of the... I mean, I guess, okay. I guess that works. That probably works.
That I didn't have a problem with that one.
I'm not sure how Houston is Daenerys Targaryen.
Father of all Twitter was their description. Same as Mother of Dragon.
His goal is to set the people free from tyranny. I mean, who wrote this? Did Russell just write this stuff out?
I don't know. Let's fix it. Let's put it together. Let's fix it ourselves.
Davy, Brienne of Tarth. Davy is a Lannister.
They went with the Davy's got blonde hair, Brienne's got blonde hair. Like they all did typecasting, right?
So simple.
They all just said, who do you look like? All right, so let's fix this. Let's start with just this show first, because here's who we're familiar with. I see you. Here were the comparisons they made. They gave me Varys, the blonde, the bald, chubby guy with no testicles.
Right.
Good one. I appreciate that. They gave you Samwell Tarly, big and fat and simple-minded. Although he's not simple-minded. Big and fat and how would you describe him?
He's low-key kind of smart now.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's not simple-minded. He used to feel simple-minded, but now he's a genius somehow.
He was a coward.
Yeah, big, fat,
and
a coward.
That's what he was first known for, a big, fat coward.
Big, fat coward, and they gave Ben Tyrion, which I don't know if that was a short joke.
I think so, and that he drinks.
I don't know.
That makes no sense, Ben is Tyrion. Because Tyrion's like the smartest guy on the show.
I was going to say...
No offense.
I feel like my comparison for you, I keep seeing you as a Tyrion.
Me as Tyrion?
I see you as Tyrion.
How so?
I mean, that nails the drinking.
You drink?
I do drink, and I know things.
I think you're smart. despite you sometimes looking dumb. Maybe you're season 6, 7, and 8, Tyrion. That gets he drinks and he gets a little bit dumber.
He just gets a little too drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, you're on that same arc. You used to be really smart, Big J journalist, journalism school, and you've gotten a little dumber as you've gone on, just like Tyrion. To me, you are Tyrion.
And I do like blondes.
Yeah.
And Tyrion likes prostitutes.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I've never solicited a prostitute, but theoretically, I would also probably like that kind of behavior.
None of your ideas are very good anymore? Kind of like Tyrion's?
I get a lot of people killed with my ideas.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you first said Tyrion, I felt like it was a compliment, but now it's like, oh, well, Tyrion's faded, huh?
I feel like it's still a compliment. People still have a relatively positive outlook on Tyrion. Funny. You're funny. You got good one-liners. Tearing it up today. You've been one-lining us to death. One line. Ha, ha, ha. Funny.
I could definitely be plotting with a blonde behind the scenes for some reason.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tyrion loves blondes. I love blondes. It makes sense.
Why do you keep going with the Tyrion loves blondes? I thought he was in love with the dark-headed woman.
Well, he loves Shay. I mean, Daenerys.
And you've said it like 3 times.
He supports Daenerys.
But he's not like, no, not really. Oh, Daenerys. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
okay, okay.
And Cersei's blonde, which Cersei's his sister, I know, but.
Doesn't really stop Jaime.
I think maybe he's plotted with Cersei, though.
Do you accept my nomination of you being Tyrion?
I would love to be Tyrion.
You're Tyrion. For Ben, they put him as Tyrion. Sorry. Now Cody is. You are no longer.
That's fine by me.
I nominate you to be Varys. I think that character-wise, you are similar. Varys is for all the good of the realm. He will do anything to try to protect the realm. But there's also that moment where, you know, he's talking to the Red Viper, and the Red Viper's like, he tells him, hey, I'm glad I don't get to have sex because now I'm able to focus on bigger things. And the guy's like, what could be bigger than that? And he just kind of gives a glance at the throne like, maybe he wants to sit on the throne. I don't
Perhaps
know.
Perhaps I'll sit on the throne.
Yeah. And he's always willing to jump to the winning side.
Yep.
Ben is very loyal to Talk Sports, but you always see him on the internet flirting with other shows, trying to better his opportunity.
Ben is all about Ben, just like Varys. And that's why Varys is still alive. To Varys' credit, he's made it this whole way because he knows how to preserve himself. He's a me guy. Yeah. He's all about himself.
Yeah, Ben is like, hey, Trey, what's up? You need me to help do the show with you? Oh, cool. Hey, Houston, you guys need a new producer? Here's my resume. Oh, cool. I still love you guys, Talk Sports.
That's not how it goes.
I'm still Team Talk Sports.
Not how it goes. I'm full Talk Sports all the time.
I would never turn my allegiance.
But yeah. I also love me some me.
You're Varys. Me. Who are we giving me? I got somebody in my mind. I would just like to see what you say first. I don't want to give myself my character.
I feel like you got to be, like the one of the main character. I was kind of thinking Jon Snow, but Jon Snow's like. I mean, do you want to be Jon Snow?
No, I don't want to be the main protagonist.
That's the first thing I was thinking.
Everyone roots for.
I was thinking Jon Snow.
You know, this whole Shiano Sunday. That was a pretty Jon Snow moment.
That was you pulling out your
sword. That was a whole Jon Snow moment.
Except you had a horn.
Yeah.
You had a megaphone.
Similar.
Instead of a sword.
Similar.
It's kind of the same thing, yeah.
I mean.
It makes sense to me that you would be Jon Snow.
No,
I would give you Jon Snow.
My real answer to myself would, if I was being honest with myself, would probably be Littlefinger. I'm very conniving, putting things in motion, gossiping. I'm the liaison of every show here. Every show here feels like I'm their confidant.
Yeah.
Everyone feels like they could talk to me.
But you're not
really. I
help
really, get it's optional up and running. Really I help get Talk Sports up and running. You know, I've helped put a lot of this stuff together.
I don't really see you as conspiring, though.
Okay. Thanks.
But maybe I don't know.
Thanks.
Yeah. I mean, you seem much more trustworthy than Littlefinger. And you seem like an honorable man. I think you get Jon Snow.
Wow.
You get to be Jon Snow.
Butter me up. Call me a biscuit.
I think you get to be Jon Snow. I would give you Jon Snow.
Wow. Is that just because I gave you Tyrion?
I really like Tyrion. We're on the same side.
Such a little finger move. Butter you up to get a better to advance. Chestnut checkers. Let's catch a break. We'll run through the rest of the characters next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. We've worked through a couple of things as we're trying to fix this list that was on FoxSportsKnoxville.com. Tech, 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small to mid-sized businesses. If you're a business owner, don't wait to become another statistic. Protect your website. 245 Tech SWAT will do just that. 245tech.com. All right, we fixed our show. Ben is Varys. Cody's Tyrion. I'm Jon Snow. Littlefinger, Jon Snow.
I love us.
Yeah. I feel great about us.
Yeah. I think that honestly makes perfect sense. We have fixed us. Everyone else is kind of tough.
Russell, let's go with Russell. For Russell, I keep coming back to Stannis. Stannis, you know, was the guy who probably should have had the claim to the throne, dabbled in some black magic, dabbled in just continuously making fun of Bear, didn't quite reach the throne he was supposed to get.
And just kind of ended up screwing everything up and being killed out in the middle of the woods.
Exactly. Spoiler alert.
I could see that happening with Russ. Just getting killed out in the middle of the woods like Stannis.
Yeah.
By Brienne of Tarth,
mm-hmm.
who would be Bear.
For Bear, I keep going back to Davos.
It's either Davos or Jorah.
Well, see, that to me, it helps work because I think that Bear is Davos. Davos or Jorah, I can't decide because Davos never liked to fight, right? And Bear used to like to fight, but now he doesn't, so they're both. But Davos did fight in the Battle of Bastards when he had to, when it was time to go charge. He's like, we're just sitting back here. Although it didn't actually show him doing anything.
I've said from the beginning, I give Bear Jorah.
Okay.
He just reminds me of Jorah.
A great old warrior.
Although he doesn't have, to my knowledge, he's not in love with some young queen that won't love him back.
Davos, Bear's more of a mentor. Jorah's not enough of a mentor.
And Davos is a mentor.
Yeah. And it works if we go with the Stannis-Davos combo.
Yeah, it does. It does work, doesn't it?
Yeah. Let's connect the dots there. Come on.
Okay.
Give me Davos.
They hadn't missed the Hound.
For Trey Wallace, I think
Hodor.
I think we go. You go with Hodor. I go with Bran for Trey. He's a little weirdo, and he gives us our news, right? Like Bran's a three-eyed raven, and he gives the news every time we come out of the show. You can count on Trey Wallace to be sitting in the corner just staring at us when we come out. Yeah, he always has a weird grin on his face whenever I come out, and I'm like, what?
Hey, guys.
What's happening, Trey? Nothing.
Just observing.
Yeah, nothing.
No, that Bran is perfect for Trey.
Yeah.
Trey's always on his phone. He's always making some phone call trying to find out this or that.
Warging somewhere.
A lot of times we walk out and Trey's eyes are rolled back in his head, and we just see a cat running out in the yard.
I feel very strong about the idea that Trey Wallace is Bran.
As a journalist, you have to be an observer, and that's what Bran is.
I feel good about that one.
I think that's a good one.
For Davey, I feel strongly that Davey is Samwell Tarly. He is our most read, and he's a coward.
I know we said we shouldn't base this on appearance, but that hair that Davey has, he's just...
He does scream Lannister at you.
How about Lancel Lannister? Like a Lannister that doesn't really matter, but in terms of, you know,
sure.
The show, but he's still a Lannister. Sure. And he does get to have the thing with Cersei back in season 2 or wherever.
Yeah.
So he's not like a strong Lannister, because obviously you're not going to say Davy is like Cersei or Jaime.
Yeah.
Because they're too powerful. They're too important.
I just feel like with the law school and Davey kind of being our book, you know, the guy that we go to for our law advice and just being real well-read and educated. Feels like he has to be, to me, like I said, Samwell.
Okay. I'm going to give him season 2 Lancel Lannister. Houston's a tough one. I figured out, though, I think Houston has to be a Greyjoy because of his love for fishing and being on boats.
Wait, is this a quote from Rick Barnes, real? This comes from David Ubin of The Athletic.
I don't know. But if it is, it's interrupting a very important segment.
11:49 a.m., Rick Barnes on staying at Tennessee. It has to make sense from a financial standpoint, and the bottom line is we just couldn't work it out, the buyout. Excuse me? Excuse me, Rick?
What? I'm supposed to be at Tennessee.
He wasn't going to pay $5 million to leave.
Then he said more things about how he's in love with Tennessee, and I think he messed it up.
Seems like a weird quote, right?
Apparently, he also said he didn't leave his house for 2 days and lost 5 pounds while making the decision. Seems a little extreme.
So he basically just said UCLA wouldn't shell out the money or else I'd be there.
Am I wrong in reading it that way?
That's how it feels.
Like, am I missing something? Is there context I'm missing? Like, of him just to say it has to make sense from a financial standpoint, and the bottom line is we just couldn't work it out, the buyout.
Neither one of them wanted to pay $5 million.
That's a glowing endorsement for Rick Barnes' for him staying at Tennessee. Has to make sense financially. In UCLA, we couldn't make it make sense financially. So, yeah, I'm happy with Tennessee.
Yeah, WATE has the same quote.
Everyone kept talking about the taxes out there. He'd be taking a pay cut.
No, I mean, that's not a real glowing endorsement of what he thinks about Tennessee. If I'm reading this wrong, I'm not trying to be negative. I don't want to be negative for no reason. That quote just seems like he is just wanting to he wanted to leave, but he wasn't going to hustle backwards. He wasn't going to go to UCLA and lose money.
I mean, if you literally come out and say, we couldn't really work it out with the buyout. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry, isn't it?
Kind of makes it feel like all the stuff he was talking about in Knoxville and loving everything and taking everybody on tours is
Buckner tweets in that the rest of the quote was, God made it very clear that I was supposed to be at Tennessee. A.K.A. God didn't want to help pay the buyout.
Yeah.
Oh, my man.
Going back to the God thing.
Hour two in the books. Hour three on deck. Cam, remind me to give you plenty of time to talk your Marvel. Cope says, if we're going to talk the Game of Thrones crap, we got to give you enough time. We can't rush your Marvel reviews. You got a lot of fans out here, Cam. Stick with us. Hour three's on deck. Let's talk sports on Fan Run Radio.